Now time for a locker room chat. I'm here with Axel Voigt to battle with Coach Jason Tynan after their TBL championship. First of all, congratulations. Your thoughts on the win over Blue Valley Randolph?
You know, we played really well, especially in the, you know, in stretches. We went on kind of runs and kind of got up by double digits multiple times there, and then we kind of let them go and get back into it. And good teams are hard to put away, and I think we're starting to realize that a little bit. But, you know, we did a really good job in the second half of rebounding, especially in the first half. I think in the second quarter we gave up 18 offensive rebounds, and so our 8 offensive rebounds in the second quarter alone. And so we did it, did things that we needed to, but the big thing is we got to the free throw line in that game, and we made free throws down the stretch when it mattered.
And Brandon Schmelzy really took the game over. What made him such a difference maker?
Going into that game, we kind of felt like he was going to be a matchup problem for them, you know, as far as, you know, so they matched up pretty well with other guys, but he was kind of somebody that, you know, I didn't think they could guard him inside, and I knew that they were going to struggle outside on him, keeping him from getting to the rim, and, you know, especially when Isaac kind of got hurt there in the second quarter, and, you know, he realized he needed to step up. I think he had 14 of his 22 in the second half, and I think he had 14 in the fourth quarter, and he really put the pedal to the metal there, and, you know, kind of carried us there in the fourth quarter, especially when we were, you know, needed a bucket. He was our answer every time.
Yeah, Isaac, such a fighter, such a great leader as well. What are some things that he does off the court that makes him such a great benefit for you guys in the locker room?
You know, you always think that, you know, missing some piece like that, and we played without Isaac last night, and, you know, in the locker room, you know, he was doing a good job of getting guys prepared on the bench. He was kind of telling people where to go. And, you know, it's kind of nice to always have that coach on the floor, as a cliche term there, but he does a good job and keeps us balanced and gets us in the right positions, in the right place, and kind of organizes everything for us. And so that leadership, you know, we noticed it last night, and other guys did a good job of stepping up, you know, but, you know, taking that off the court is a piece that we kind of need. And, you know, somebody told me, well, you're going to not have that next year. And, you know, but you get a summer to prepare for that. You get off-season practice to prepare for not having that leadership.
Yeah, now how difficult was it to go from such a emotional win, rather in the DBL championship, and then try to play the very next night against a very good Wabunta team without your guys' leading scorer?
Yeah, it showed a lot, especially in moments when we're facing adversity. You know, where they go on a little run, and he's always that guy that kind of slows us down, gets us in the right spot. So, you know, I thought that we competed very, very well. I mean, I don't think anybody's equipped to play 4 games the week before and then turn around and play back-to-back nights. I think that's kind of like an NBA schedule. Even those guys complain about playing back-to-back nights. And so it was a tough one for us. We obviously didn't shoot the ball the best. And, you know, it kind of showed that we're a little fatigued on the defensive end. We didn't guard like we're typically guard. And so it was a difficult night for us. But, you know, it's one of those games you wash away and you move on to the next one.
And final question for you, Coach. Talking about the upcoming game against Riverside, it's a Cyclone team that plays a lot better than the record has indicated. They're playing pretty good basketball right now. How do you kind of keep your guys focused right now?
You know, they know it's a challenge for us, and, you know, they're a well-coached team, and they play in a really, really tough conference, and so their record is always kind of misleading to some extent. And, you know, they do a really good job of getting the ball to their 2 scorers, and they know who they want to score, and they're patient with it. They're fine with playing the game kind of at their pace, and, you know, we know that they're going to be a tough out for us, and we're going to have to play well for 32 minutes to even kind of to compete with them. So I think we'll give them kind of a light day today, practice hard on Thursday, and get ready for Riverside. It's a game that, you know, we want to kind of play our best at, see if we can give a good shot for them.
All right, Coach, best of luck against Riverside coming up, and once again, congratulations, and thanks for talking with us. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Boys and Basketball Coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.